You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Bigger Picture. This is Angeline Chong and today we are exploring your image. Now, how often do you think about accessories and how it can enhance your image? And some people feel that, number one, they can wear anything that women fancy, or number two, accessories are not necessary at all. But today we have image consultant Jeeva Swaminathan to educate us about how to choose the right accessories to enhance your look and enhance your wardrobe. Welcome to the show, Jeeva. Now, let's start off by breaking down what I addressed just now. So why are accessories important in enhancing a person's wardrobe and subsequently image?
Fashion accessories are a great way to personalize your style. Okay, they are decorative items that supplements and complements your clothes, such as jewelries, handbags, belts, scarves, watches, sunglasses, neckties. I'm speaking both in the aspect of male and female. Accessories also add colors, style and class to your outfit. It is about elegance. It's about you. It is about your identity and it's your personal trait.
Well, since we got that out of the way, well, Jeeva, let's start with the men so that they don't feel left out.
Okay, let's start with the men.
Most of the time when they listen to the word image, they think, oh, you know, well, maybe this isn't for me. Okay, so what are the essential accessories or image objects that must be paid attention to for men in order to enhance their current look?
For men, there are many accessories as well, okay, in order to for them to look great and look smart in wherever they go, regardless whether it's going to be a casual or a formal event. For casual, men will look good with belts that have studs or a bigger buckle, shoes such as loafers, bracelet, leather or silver is fine, chains and pendants, bags depending to your lifestyle, mainly for casual. For formal, it is necessary the men wear a leather belt, preferably a black and medium-sized belt, shoes, definitely a leather shoe, cufflinks, ties and tie pins, and of course a bag that fits to your profession.
Now let's explore some of these accessories that you just mentioned. Let's zero in on ties. I understand that ties are really the life and soul of a man's look when it comes to formal wear and work wear. What are the characteristics of ties that men can pay attention to and play up in order to suit and match with their wardrobe?
Well, generally tie is, if it's a formal attire or for work, it is one of the most important attire, as you mentioned, Angeline. Okay, color, texture, and how to match it is very important. So, you men out there, you need to have some sense of colors and taste as well when you buy things. Okay, it comes generally from, as you know, as you buy and as you wear and then as you try on, you will get an idea what is nice for you. But generally, designed or plain ties can be worn over any plain or patterned shirt. Stripe or checkered shirt should be fine. But when you look into colors, you see, previously, the fashion was more striking tone. That means, for example, a yellow shirt with a bright yellow tie. But generally, men wear monotone color combination, that is a plain shirt and a dark tie, or a light shirt with dark tie. But today, the fashion is more into blend-in kind of mode. That means you can wear a green shirt with a light green tie. When it comes to textures, men can wear any prints and patterns. But go back to their body shape. You know, if you're broad and you have a larger and you have a more round around your tummy area, you do not want to wear big design ties because it'll make you look bigger. And if you have a slim or a perfect body shape like V, you can even wear a medium-sized tie that will look very good on you.
So it all boils down to color, texture, and also size of tie.
Yes, definitely. So there's one thing I like to add on to men. Try not to repeat your tie and shirt in the week. Now, try to alternate them because, you know, you may want to try with different shirt, with a different tie, you know. Try to do a mix and match that you shows that you have no more clothes in your wardrobe. And it's not like you're coming with the same clothes every week or every 2 weeks once. I mean, try.
You know. And you can be adventurous at the same time.
Yes, you can be adventurous at the same time. Mix and match is the best.
Would the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday plan, you know, for the whole week, would that work? And you know, if one is observant, you'd see like, oh, you know, every Monday you're using this tie, every Tuesday you're using this tie.
Generally, my answer will be no. Try not to do that. I don't want to be seeing the same person with the same shirt and tie. And I know it's on Monday, it's going to be on a blue shirt and a light blue tie or something like that. No, I want to see him in different colors. So try not to be so organized. Try to be a little bit more comfortable. The way to understand what you like is about trying.
Yes.
Okay, it's about going with colors. You will see what suits you. When you look in front of the mirror, you said, I look nice for the day. Or someone will compliment you. Oh, you've got a good tie. So you know that suits you. It matches a shirt. So try to remember when someone compliments you. So that's the best way you can choose your wardrobe. It impresses the woman.
And I like the part about texture as well. Now that adds character to a plain tie.
Yes, definitely.
Now let's move on to cufflinks and jewelry. What's your advice about cufflinks and jewelry? How should we choose the appropriate or right cufflinks? And is jewelry even encouraged in the first place?
Okay, I'll start with cufflinks first. General rule is you go back to your face shape. I mean, I'm looking at the kind of cufflinks you should choose, the shape of cuffling. You see, if you're more on the round shape person, you know, generally we said go back to a round shape. If you're more on the different body shape, then we said go into the square shape designs. Okay, but those were the traditional rules. And sometimes this cuffling comes in colors as well. It is a very important accessory. You see, if you're wearing a shirt that requires cufflinks, yeah, make sure you have your cuffling on. Don't just fold the sleeve, because it makes you very smart, it makes you very presentable. But try not to add too many colors on you. You see, if you're already wearing a checkered shirt and you have decided to complement it with a pattern tie, so maybe your cufflinks can be a little bit toned down. You know, it could be a silver or a little bit slightly goldish. Cufflinks would really be nice. Or maybe you want to add on a color, a silver with blue to match back the shirt. That would generally be the color. You do not want to be too loud with your cufflinks.
How about that element of playfulness or fun? Now, when would you encourage, or you know, sometimes when you go to certain stores, they sell cufflinks which are really cute. You know, I've seen one in a basketball shape, a smiley face, or even a roulette. And I got one from my friend personally. And he was a bit reluctant to use those cufflinks in the workplace. So what would your opinion be about that?
Oh, that's fine. That's great. You see, those kind of cufflinks are really suitable back to your personality. If you're the fun-going person and if you're just going to work and you know you're just going to be in an office environment, you're not going to attend any important meetings, then go buy it. You see, it makes you feel relaxed. It makes you feel chilled up. It makes you feel that, hey, I'm happy for the day as well. You see, what you wear reflects back to your mood, your attitude, your character. So go with it. Okay. So don't stop yourself, but
make sure it matches.
Yeah, it makes sure it matches. And you know, there are some color sense that matches together as well. But you definitely do not want to go like that for any formal functions, unless you have got a jacket to match with it.
Or unless you're best friends with the CEO of that company. Okay, and how about jewelry now? Coming to jewelry, is it encouraged in the first place?
Generally, it's nice to have something on your neck, on your wrist, and maybe a ring. And that's as far as a man can go.
Not too much.
Not too much. And not too big or not too, you know, you see, the thing is, if you're in the social light, you may want to wear something huge, big, prominent. But if you're just at a working environment, you may want to wear something simple. Silver always blends well with male. Or even if you're the kind who prefer to use gold, it fit very well. And a bracelet which is not a very large size, medium to small, would suit for more formal or work environment. Unless you are at a casual attire, leather bracelets, you know, chokers for male. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the short chains are always definitely suitable for male as well.
But for casual, I guess the line has to be drawn clearly between a casual setting and a work or formal setting,
yes.
Right? To never overdo it.
See, for men, it'll be just nice if they just wear one ring and not too big. There are many shapes and designs in the market. You see, if you have very broad hand, you know, if you have very big fingers, and if you actually add on with actually very big rings, so the emphasis is actually on your hand. So, you know, then it doesn't look very nice, especially if you're in a working environment. This totally changes if you're actually at a casual environment. You can wear whatever that fits you, that you are comfortable with. You see, so it doesn't really matter, because the fashion today is the bigger you wear, the smarter you look, or the more louder you become, you know. So everybody knows, hey, he is here and he wears this, you know, and he looks good. So it's back to individual personality. You see, if you are a medium-sized person, you know, you can actually wear one size bigger or just stay at your size. Do not wear accessories that is larger than you. If you are large, then just stay one size bigger and not go to something that's very, very small, because it'll overshadow it and we can't see it appearing at all. So accessories is important, that you actually complement your body size. It's not so much about your... Okay, sometimes people have even asked this question about, should my accessories actually match my skin color? Well, I would say try to match it back with the clothes that you're wearing. And it has to... Very important is it has to complement your body shape and size.
That's a very good tip. Okay, and how about laptop bags and... handphones and pens. Let's go one by one. Laptop bags. There's so many laptop bags right now. You know, what would you have to say, Jiva, about men in, you know, their suits, and then suddenly you see them with colorful laptop bags? So... What's your opinion?
There's a lot of them doing it out there. Well, it depends the kind of industry or job they are involved. If they are in a formal environment or they work in an office where they're actually an executive, you see, they probably would prefer a hand carry bag, which may be a leather. See what they would prefer. But someone who is actually working in an informal environment as well, but who is very sporty, he would actually prefer a bag that is strapped on his shoulder. But then the colors that he choose makes a difference. So, you know, it's best to stick with the monotone colors or the standard colors where you can actually pick the brown and black. Unless you're in an advertising industry or, you know, where you're actually in the media arena. So when you walk around with more colors, it's okay. Because they know this industry requires colors, it requires flair, because it speaks a lot about you. So go back to the job that you are in and try to fit that in. Don't try to work in an office environment, you know, where you're in a formal and try to carry a purple or a pink or a blue bag. It doesn't fit you at all. I'm not trying to discriminate anybody, but it looks really awful.
Point taken. Now, moving on to handphones. How about handphones and their pouches even?
I would strongly recommend for male to go with the leather pouch. There are many in the market. Yeah, but don't go and follow what the girls do, you know.
Well, they dress up their handphones.
Well, it's nice for the teenagers, you know, when you see them with the Hello Kitty and all that. But when I see them at work, I go like, I wouldn't want that, you know. You know, Hello Kitty, you know, when you're walking around to see a customer and you answer the phone and there's a Hello Kitty appearing. It says about you. Yeah. Are you serious? And are you serious about the job? Are you serious about the meeting? You see, your accessories actually tells whether you're important. You know, it tells about your character, whether you're important, you're seeing the person as important, whether you are important. So try as much as possible to be simple, mm-hmm. yet very professional.
Yes, and you're supposed to look chic and smart.
Yes, exactly.
And how about pens?
Just one pen, not three, not any more than that. And you see, the kind of pen you choose is what you are comfortable with. You see, if you are a small size person, don't get a large size pen. Get a medium size pen or the size that is actually that fits what is comfortably for you to hold. Because you see, when you're in public environment, it actually says how you put your pen, how you actually take it and write. It's actually a presentation of yourself. It's an important accessory. If you ask me, besides a tie, cufflinks, pen is another important accessory for men. Of course, shoes.
Yeah. Okay. But do the pens necessarily have to be expensive then? I mean, when one hears that and, you know, oh, I can't really have an average ballpoint pen in my pocket. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, these days, even the medium range pens looks really good. So you don't have to have a Montblanc or any other expensive pens in your shirt to say that, you know, this is who I am. So even the medium range has comes in a variety of colors and designs, and they come in various sizes as well. So go for whatever that's comfortable for you.
Perhaps let's move on to a casual setting now. Scarves and hats. Well, I understand that if one would be adventurous enough to use scarves and hats, this means this person is really very flamboyant or very young.
Yes.
So, and I'm sure they wouldn't want too many rules around dressing themselves up. But what is that one tip that you would give them in order to guide them through?
In a casual environment, scarves and hat is actually used for every event. If it's an outdoor event, if you're a sporty person, you want to wear a hat. It looks really good. You know, it makes, and in fact, when men actually wear a t-shirt and a pants and they have their hat on, they look really good over the weekend or, you know, when it's their dress down day. But it's definitely not to office. Like when we touch about scarves, scarves look very good if you actually wear it over a suit, just around your neck. It really complements. You don't need a tie. I would say you will look very sexy.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Delectable. But again, the guiding principle then would be color. Is that
yes,
it?
Complement it well. You see, you are having it very close to your neck. So the thing is, if you are having a scarf probably that is red and you've got a jacket which is black, probably it'll go well with a white shirt as well. Unless you want to have a bright color on your shirt as well, then you probably will have to change the kind of scarf you want to use. See, this actually plays as important as your tie. So you have to complement. It goes back to the shape of the body as well. You see, as I said, if you're bigger, like men generally when they put on weight, it's always at the tummy area. So I will recommend no scarves for them. Wear a tie because you want to cover that tummy, you know. So any a slightly broader tie at the tummy area at the end might be nice because you just want to cover that area. So it all boils back to the kind of style and to your body shape as well.
And how about shoes? I see that you keep mentioning shoes as an important accessory for men.
Okay. There's one thing that I notice these days when I go around meet people or even out there. I have to start from with the youth. When I I go to the universities, I have to make this point. I see them with slippers. Praxis slippers dragging their feet away. I'm not sure whether there's a regulation. But if you ask me, I wouldn't want to see anybody with slippers walking around dragging because it's noisy, it's clumsy. Okay, when you go to work, definitely a leather shoe and polish it. Yeah, keep it clean. I know you're very busy. You're getting up in the morning. You have to rush for work. But polishing it once a week, it's just like when you're during your school days, you wash your shoe every weekend, don't you?
Yes.
And you polish them white. So it's the same thing. Polish it black. Keep it clean and neat. Because you see, when someone speaks to you, they definitely will look right up to your toes. I will. I'm an image consultant, which I will look from your head to toe very quietly, but it tells me about the character of the person. It's someone who's actually clean, who's actually wants to portray themselves well, will not have a dirty shoe.
You're absolutely right, because I think that's substantiated by research as well, because our eyes take in that human form in totality from head to toe,
yes,
especially
true.
On first impressions.
Yes.
This is Angeline Chong. In case you've just joined me, I'm speaking to Jeeva Saminathan, an image consultant who's educating us basically about enhancing your wardrobe with the right accessories. A moment ago, we spoke about men, and coming up, we're going to speak about accessories right for women here on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, welcome to The Bigger Picture. This is Angeline Chong. And this afternoon, I'm speaking to Jeeva Saminathan, an image consultant, and she's educating men and women to pick the right accessories to enhance our wardrobe. So, Jeeva, now let's move on to the women. Let's talk about earrings, okay? Let's cover head to toe.
Okay.
Now, how do you determine the length and size for the right occasion? Because I realize some like dangly, and for me, I personally am a minimalist by nature. So, how do you know what suits you?
Well, I'm just going to briefly mention this. I think this probably would have been covered in your other sessions. You see, how you choose generally accessories, as I mentioned earlier, for the male, see, when you choose earrings, you really have to know the kind of face shape you have. You see, if you are the kinds who have long face, yeah, that means long, sharp, pointed at the end, you may not want to wear long earrings. Why? Because it'll make your face look longer. You see, the thing is, when you wear accessories, you're supposed to make yourself look different. That means it's supposed to complement the other areas of your facial shapes. You see, if you have long face, you may want to wear a earring which is shorter because you want your face to look slightly more shorter. You see, like, even that includes the size, the width of the design. You see, if you have a round face and you've got a lot of flesh around your face, don't wear broad earrings. See, because that will make you look bigger. So those are the things that it's very important for you to identify yourself. You know, I know the fashion says, hey, big is the fashion today. But does it fit you? Does it really fit you? But even if you wear oversized earrings these days, you will not go wrong. Because everybody will say it's fashion. So you're still safe. But if you want to go for a function and you know it's important for you, you're going for an interview, you're meeting someone important in your life, you may want to complement your shapes to actually the right kind of earrings, you know, whether the broad and the width does make a difference. I just like to touch on the kind of earrings you should wear, okay? Like for work, normally studs, tiny dingling clip-ons, simple and sweet-looking earrings are the best. Yeah, like for blings are definitely suitable if you want to wear, if you want to glamour yourself up, or if it's for an evening wear, it's perfectly fine. What else? Loops. Loops are definitely suitable for all day around.
Mm.
But you need to look at the material.
And the size.
Yes. You see, you do not want, you see, if you're wearing a round big loop earring, and if you're going on a casual day, yes, it's perfect. So, you know, if you have got blings on it, then don't wear it during the day. Save it for the evening. And you will still look good. Pearls, okay. I would actually recommend pearls because sometimes for work, if you have got an attire and if you're wearing all black, for example, yeah, or if you're wearing a baju kurung, any of your traditional attires, it complements very well and it's very elegant.
Mm.
If you don't know what to wear for the day and you think pearls that fits well, stay with it because nobody can go wrong with a pearl.
Yes.
Yeah, but make sure it is not oversized. You see, because pearls comes in various sizes as well. You see, when it sits at your neck or even at your ear, okay, it has to complement. You see, if you are very, very skinny and if you're wearing a medium size pearls, you will look good. Like certain clothes, you can even wear slightly more larger pearls if you're a small frame person. So, but if you're a bigger size frame person, do not wear a pearl which is shorter. Try to wear it a little bit more longer where it actually falls on your chest.
Mm.
So pearls can never go wrong.
Yeah, I think Audrey Hepburn or Jackie O. Okay, sophistication.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and how about glasses?
Glasses goes well according to your face shape. That's a traditional rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You know, traditionally, if you have an angular shape, face shape, then you wear glasses that fits that kind of angular shape. And if you have a round shape, and glasses should be around on the same shape as well. But today, they come in combinations. You know, you can get a combination of round and angular together. And the fashion is, the larger you wear, the nicer you look. So that will complement. So even whatever shape, face shape you have, it will complement. But go for the latest designs in the market. So, you know, it will meet in. So you will not fail and say, hey, I'm wearing actually a wrong shape. Nobody will actually say that. But make sure when you wear it, it must bring an immediate glow in you. It must say, hey, I look good. Don't wear and decide later, like, you know, I don't think this fits. And I get into that sometimes. That's why I wonder, like, does this look nice on me or does it not look nice? So when it has to be the first impression when I sit in the mirror, yes, this fits well.
Okay, so you've got to try it on. And also, I think, like what you mentioned just now, it applies to your face shape. Let's see if your shape is, perhaps pointy. You can't get glasses which are, a little bit too angular that enhances that feature. You'd want to counterbalance that.
Yes, exactly.
That's the principle, right?
Yeah.
I think the same goes for chains and necklaces. Can you just comment on, I think evergreen pieces that you mentioned were pearls.
Okay. Well, it's important that everyone has a set of a gold set, okay, a silver set. Pearls is another. And of course, bronze these days are in fashion as well. See, and most of the time, these accessories will complement either for a casual or a formal wear. Okay, when I meant by formal here, I'm speaking more for working environment formal. Yeah, because when you go for an evening function, you want to wear totally something else because it has to glamour you up. So, but this four items, it's necessary to have it in you. See, even if you do not have many, but just try to make sure you have this, because this will complement every other clothes that you have, and you cannot go wrong with that.
And in terms of length of these chains or necklaces, as you mentioned, proportions, right, in the beginning. Now, how do you determine these proportions?
Okay, I could show it to you. Okay, it's very important you need to know what is the head length. Your face length is the actual length. So you need to measure your face and take it down below your chin, okay, and put it will fall at your chest. See, that is the length of chain you can wear where you want it to fall at your chest area. If you want it longer, adjust it again, then it should fall above your tummy.
So that's two times.
Yeah, it actually depends on what size. If you want to wear, if it's choker, well, it actually falls around the neck area very nice. If you want it at your chest, you may not want to go in between of your chest and your tummy, because that's already a totally different size and actually portraying a different design for yourself. Yeah. So you may see, if you want to fall it at your chest, then it has to fall well. So you need to get the length of your face proportion. Measure that from your chin exactly to the second length is where the chest level is. Third is from there and above your tummy.
And also, I guess your size. Would a chubby person look more chubby if this person wore a choker? Or is that not relevant at all?
Okay, if a person is chubby and probably who has got a lot of flesh at the neck area, maybe chokers are not recommended, because it is tight at the neck area and you wouldn't want to show there's a lot of tightness or a lot of fatness at the neck area. You may want to wear something that complements well, or something that actually falls slightly lower than at the chest level, or even slightly higher, because you see the focus should be on the chest area and not at the neck.
And now let's move on to the hands. Bracelet, bangles and rings, everything that goes jingle jangle. Okay, and all the bling around there. Now, the hands, I think, are one of the most widely accessorized areas.
Yes.
Okay, so what are some guidelines for that?
If it's possible, try to have two sets of watch. Yes, for a start. Or even three, okay? Okay, why I say this, okay? If you have one that is for casual use, maybe more for sporty wear, so it's outdoor, so even you don't have to worry if it gets in the water or, you know, this kind of, if for any hardy environment, it fits. And another watch with a silver bracelet, well, it will complement when you're actually wearing a silver accessories. And another one with a bronze or brown tone, because it actually complements with your gold as well. In fact, even if you decide not to wear any other accessories, like for instance ring or bracelet, your watch will actually complement all your other accessories on your clothes.
Wow, so that one must have thing is actually a watch.
And I am recommending three or two.
Well, that's very enlightening for me. Well, it saves a lot of hassle, actually.
Exactly, because you see, not many of us may want, okay, if assuming you're on a busy day or you're rushing okay, and you have decided to wear all gold, and if you get into a brown bracelet watch or, you know, so even a bronze, it will complement very well with all your other accessories that you have.
Mm. And it's functional as well.
Yes, it's functional. Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, move on to scarves. Scarves for women. Now, we spoke about scarves for men. So, I understand that this would be a visual challenge for radio. Okay, but can you at least give us some basic tips on how to perhaps use scarves or pick the right scarves to match our features?
Okay. When you talk about the kind of patterns and designs, go back to the prominent face shapes. Okay, the shapes, you know, prominent. Are you curved? Are you straight? Are you round? Look at those prominent face shapes, the cuttings that you have. Look into that. Well, if you can't, sometimes it's very difficult for you to identify yourself. You know, maybe when you girls get together, you know, go around, look at each other's faces, and maybe you'll say, hey, I've got round cheek, or whether I've got flat cheek, whether I've got curved nose, or whether I've got horizontal. Look into that, and which is the most prominent, because some of the features in our face tends to repeat. Yeah, you see, you may have a curved eye and a curved lips. See, that could be repeatedly met, and a curved cheek. So most of the time, when you wear patterns with curved designs, which will suit you well. Mm. But very important thing is, your scarves must complement your main attire. If you are wearing a plain shirt, let's say if you're wearing a red plain shirt, and if you want to just complement it with a design scarf around you, it can be any color, because red goes well with any other hot colors as well. It depends whether you want to look bright or you want to look toned down. Yeah, if you decide to look bright on that day as well, you can go any other sharp colors, and it can be totally full with designs. Scarves also go well with a printed shirt. You see, you can have a combination of scarf which is a plain and printed at the edges. See, it complements very well. And today, people are wearing more scarves and other accessories.
Yes.
Yes, it's easily accessible.
And more stylish.
It's very stylish, because it's easy to match. You see, when you actually have a scarf or a shawl around you, it completes your whole attire. Okay. And if you just match it with a simple earring, okay, it says it all about you.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And now let's move on to what women love to shop for. Bags and shoes. Okay, and well, let's throw in the belt as well, because I know for men, shoes and belts have to match. Is that necessarily so?
The matching actually applies a general rule. Yes, you have to match your shoes, you have to match your bags, your belts and all that. But in today's era, a lot of color combination is what you need to do. You see, you don't seem to see people wearing all same. If it's a black, everywhere at black, no. See, colors add a lot of personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of color combinations what I would recommend today. You don't have to be deciding, you don't have to wear a brown shoe with a brown handbag or with a brown black belt altogether. You still can do that. You're not wrong. And it's not to say you're not trendy. You see, it still fits. But if you're the kind who likes to challenge yourself with some colors, go for it. You know, but look at yourself in the mirror. Does it suit you? Especially that whenever you wear accessories, most important thing is, it's not whether the color suits your skin color. It's whether that color of accessories you're wearing, it actually complements your attire. So remember that accessories must complement attire. Okay. That's the most important thing.
How about suitability of shoes? Now, for example, as you mentioned, there are a lot of trends. Fashion for women is so fast. One minute you see this, and another minute you see that. You know, there's so many things to consider. And for example, things like wedges or platforms. Okay, and well, how far can these shoes go in the workplace?
Okay, pumps are always the most recommended for work. Any covered shoes are the recommended, okay, in the new era today. Any covered shoes are the one that's recommended for work. Yeah, but even wedges these days, some are covered, so you can wear them. It is difficult to see people wearing all covered shoes, okay, especially if you're wearing a long traditional attire, baju kurung. Pump shoes doesn't really fit well. Yeah, so it's back to the fashion. What actually fits to the attire?
And when you wear sandals, no open toe sandals. No stockings.
Oh.
Right?
No stockings, please.
Yes, please reinforce that.
Okay, the other things, since we are talking about stockings, do not wear ankle length stockings if you're at work, because sometimes when you sit, your pants tends to move a little bit higher. It shows the stockings. It doesn't look very nice. Yeah, probably you want to wear something at the knee length. You want to cover that you're wearing socks. You see, those days, stockings is a must when you wear skirts. But today, if you have a good skin, and if it's kept well, and if it's kept clean, you can always go around without any stockings on your leg as well.
Okay, and I must ask you about bags, okay? This one question that I have. I love oversized bags.
Oh, tell me about it.
And I'm a small person.
All the girls love that.
I do. And whenever I walk into a store, I get disappointed because I try it on and I go, somehow there's something wrong. The bag is larger than I am. So how would I determine how far I can go with oversized bags?
Okay. See, the bigger bags you carry today, the trendy you look. I mean, I personally like big bags myself, okay? Although I get a lot of comments, the bag is too big for you. But
you can just put everything inside.
Yes, exactly. But, sometimes, are we really carrying the wardrobe? We have that many things. But coming back to your question, always try to carry a bag which is just one size bigger than you. Okay, it will compliment you. Okay, it will say that, Angeline, you're small, or so a medium size fits you. If you carry a large bag, your bag will be overshadowing you, which you don't want to do that. You see, because who you want to show, it's yourself, not your bag. Okay. See, so just try to carry one size bigger than your size. If you want to carry a smaller bag as well, say maybe just one size smaller. It's different if you're going for dinners, you can really carry those small, tiny, cute looking handbags, But when you go for work, try to carry bags which is like probably one size bigger or one size smaller than your body shape.
I picked up a lot of things today. And okay, what would you say your final takeaway for men and women would be in finding the right accessories? Now, I think we should reflect back on what you mentioned, okay, in terms of what proportions, you mentioned colors.
Yes.
You mentioned matching. So what are they in summary?
You see, accessories are unlimited in the market and they come in various prices, designs, shapes and colors these days. There are a huge load of them. You go anywhere and you just see something you like and you tend to buy. Okay, but very important is before even, if you decide to purchase more, of course we will, just try to understand a little bit about yourself. Appreciate yourself. Okay, go in front of the mirror, just see how does your face shape look. Are you long? Are you round? Are you oval? Okay, that's really necessary for you to understand the kind of earrings you want to pick. Okay, you look at your neck. Do you have a lot of flesh at your neck area? So you may not want to go for chokers. Something a little bit more on the chest area might be nice. And then look at the kind of even if you want to choose belts, go back to the size of your hips, okay? Because you may not want to show a lot of emphasis at your hips area by wearing a large belt, because you do not want to go the attention to be brought there. You see, you want to move your attention. Accessories actually is to probably do a little bit of diversion. Mm-hmm. You see, if you're not wearing the best clothes for the day, your accessories will bring it up. So it's not about the kind of, you don't have to go and get something very expensive in the market. Anything simple that fits you, that you think, this is me. So set your identity. What is important is your personal trait. I want to be seen as this person. I want to be seen as this. So it's what's important is who you want to be. Yeah, so accessories should fall back to your lifestyle, to what you really like, and it should complement your clothes most of the time.
Very well put.
Okay, one additional thing I just want to add on is, if possible, or it's a must do, go and do a accessory wardrobe management. Okay, this is important both for the male and female. Go to your accessories cupboard drawers and check exactly what you have. Make a checklist what you already have, colors, design, shapes. Why you want to do this? Okay, because you see, you do not want to buy repeated things, because sometimes when we like same colors and design, we might buy it repeatedly without realizing that we already have. So you see, and the idea of using accessories is you must be able to mix and match for all your clothes, so you do not invest unnecessarily.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeeva Saminathan, who is an image consultant today and telling us how to enhance our wardrobe with the right accessories. And, this is Angeline Chong for The Bigger Picture this afternoon, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.